is Southside.
And it's the third and final part of our general range of folk that we felt we needed to feature when we were covering A Day in the Life of Scarborough, because as we know, when we were in Scarborough, there were so many things that were actually happening. And also, one of the reasons we didn't quite manage to connect with the legendary Cass Duffy, who can tell us about what is allegedly the oldest inn in Scarborough, is because she was out and about with the landladies of Scarborough, actually at York Racecourse. But we can say the magical words, Cass Duffy, are you there?
I am.
Delighted to actually hear. First and foremost, how did the Ebor Festival and the York Landladies Day at, or the Scarborough Landladies Day at York actually go? How did it pan out?
Well, it was actually the Yorkshire Landladies.
Ah, that's really very good.
We have it every year. We have a marquee, and we serve the drinks and we have a meal, and then everybody gambles and everybody's dressed up in the finest and the best hats and everything, and it's wonderful.
It's fantastic. So presumably all racegoers would actually know it was the Yorkshire Landladies, because it would be the most glamorous part of the whole York Racecourse then.
I would have thought so, yeah.
Yeah, inevitably. You know, quite rightly so too. Cass, this line that first brought you onto our sort of radar, really, about tying in with what is reputedly the oldest inn in Scarborough. Talk to us about it. What exactly is it?
My pub is on the seafront, as you probably know. I've been here for 28 years, and I came from Middlesbrough.
All the best people do, Cass. I mean, yes. This is the key thing. You know, we have to go south to civilise the folk. You know, let's be honest. I know it's just between the two of us and the listener, but it's true.
Well, it's true, it is, yeah. Anyway, I first came here in 1982. I had a choice of three pubs. Well, my late husband and I had a choice of three pubs to look at. And we thought this was the best, and it's turned out it has been the best. It is reputedly to be the oldest. I have some beams outside that go back to the 12th century. Obviously, they're not in as good nick as they used to be. And
I don't know, though. I mean, 900 years and still going strong. That's not bad, really, is it? You know?
No, it isn't. Lots of visitors. Come and have a look and take photographs and things like that. But it's one of those really nice buildings, Tudor front and things like that. And it's set back just a little bit, so when it's lit up at night and the eaves are lit up, it's welcoming. You know, everybody likes it, especially now this time of the year with all the flowers and things and hanging baskets outside. It's lovely.
It adds a touch of quintessential class to Scarborough.
It does, thank you very much.
I can see that.
Yeah, the pub itself, have you been inside?
Cass, I have to confess,
no.
I haven't, no.
Well, one of the main features about inside the pub is, which is very unique, I think, I have photographs, black and white, of all the old fishermen. Since when I came here, the fishing... the fishing in Scarborough is absolutely full. You know, I mean, you didn't eat in winter when there was nobody about. We didn't worry because we knew that the fishermen had been coming in. The ones who went 3 o'clock in the morning, they went for lobsters and crabs. There would be in every day. So we have a photograph nearly of all the fishermen, the black and white ones on the walls of the pub, and. What's good about it is, as I've been here over the years, people come in and say, that's my granddad, or that's my dad, or things like that. And all the other things that the fishermen brought in. But sadly, that is now going down and down. But like I say, we've still got it on. We've got the history of the fishing community on the walls. And it wasn't only just the fishermen. It was, we do live music as well. And we've been doing live music for 25 years, and we do that every Friday and Saturday, as well as the karaoke for the visitors that come, you know. But to walk, when you walk in, it feels comfortable, and visitors keep coming back year after year after year, not only from, like, Middlesbrough and Newcastle, Sunderland. They come from Derby. Every time there's something going on in Scarborough, like the motorbike racing, we get the same people coming from all over the country.
Well, Cass, at the end of the day, quality counts, and it stands out in all ways. Whereabouts in Scarborough can we locate your pub, though?
Well, my pub's on the seafront. It's right opposite the harbour, because even if I didn't want to be in my pub anymore, I don't think I'd ever leave, because the view from my window is absolutely breathtaking.
Mm.
Because if I walk into my lounge, it looks straight out onto the seafront, into the harbour. And if I just look right, I have the beach. So there isn't a better view, whether it be winter, with the waves lashing over the side, you know, over the water at the bottom there, or sunshine or snow. And the most wonderful thing was the first time I ever saw snow on the beach.
Indeed. And the name, of course, of this wonderful pub is?
The Newcastle Packet Inn.
The Newcastle Packet Inn. And how often have we said to Newcastle, Packet Inn? Sorry, I couldn't resist that. let's open things up a little bit. Let's bring in Stephanie here. Stephanie, I suppose, are you, yes, you're allowed to go into pubs, aren't you? I know you're just becoming a trainee journalist, so you're a journalist and pubs, they go together, and, well, they used to anyway.
I'm a big fan, just to go and sit down and have a drink and some nice food, but I'm just interested. So why does the location impact, like, why you picked it? Like, why Scarborough?
Why did I pick Scarborough?
Yeah.
Well, we had a pub in Middlesbrough, and it was a bit complicated because we were both going through divorces, my late husband and I.
It's like Coronation Street and all over again,
like,
really.
Dearie me. Exactly. So what we thought was, we'll make a new start. And we were given such lovely references, glowing reference from our last pub in Middlesbrough. So, and Scarborough, and it was the best thing I ever done. I miss everything about Middlesbrough, but remember, it's only an hour from me.
I was going to say, exactly. I mean, it's not as though it's the end of the world, really.
New location. Very nice, yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, I just feel, you know, Cass, you've certainly already whetted my appetite, and I certainly feel that when we're next down in the Scarborough area, we'll definitely be doing a little location report on the Packet Inn.
That'd be lovely.
It's great stuff from that point of view. Now, let's just go back to this Yorkshire Landladies, because this is an organisation which, I suppose, on the one hand, you could say it could strike the fear of God into people in many ways. On the other hand, it could just be, you know, an ace tree, because you do a lot of good work for various charities, don't you?
Do.
Yeah.
What it is... The Yorkshire Landladies Federation stretches all over Yorkshire, and we have a president and a secretary and a treasurer, and we have quarterly meetings in different parts of the country. Now, Now, we had the last quarterly meeting was on the 28th of July in Scarborough, and what we do then is we celebrate my birthday, because my birthday is on the 31st of July. So we all come and we have our meeting, and then we have a meal after. And all the money we raise goes to local charities and our licensed trade charities, which we desperately need to raise money for at the moment, because, as you're aware, there's that many people coming out of pubs and they're coming out with no money.
Yeah.
So they need our help.
And it's also good to know that you've still got an independent sense working through them. I mean, we hear a great deal about, obviously, one of the things we've lost in the hostelry trade is this individuality, where, you know, pubs had their own individual nature, as you've just described with respect to the Packet Inn and so on, that, you know, there's a whole range of things whereby if you brand everything so it looks all the same, then it's a bit like the sign of the Golden Arches, really, you know. It's just another burger, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I assure you, all the pubs here and the pubs that are going, they're all different.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, this is a live music pub plus karaoke. The pub next door to me, they don't do anything. They don't even have a television. They don't.
Outrageous. Perhaps they just realised they can't possibly compete, Cass, so they just thought, we just give it in now, basically. We can't do anything.
You see, the thing is, what's funny about it, I see them coming, I see them go, landlords and landladies, about here. I mean, after 28 years... I'm still here, but my neighbours, they swap every few years.
Yeah, exactly. And it's clearly, so you've hit on something which has a resonance, which works extremely well. Cass, I've got to ask the question, is there a website that people can actually access details about your pub on as yet, or are we still looking
at
that?
I don't actually go, I'm not computer literate, but my karaoke man set up the Newcastle Packet website.
Ah, excellent.
So people can go on to that.
We'll use a search engine to actually sort that through. Cass, it's been simply wonderful just getting a little flavour of not just the work you do with the Packet Inn, but also with the Yorkshire Landlady as well. We've got two final questions for you. Have you had a reasonably interesting first telephonic link with us at Southside Broadcasting today?
Absolutely wonderful.
So can we look forward to featuring you again and hopefully doing a little location report with you in the very near future?
Certainly.